CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Mr. Peters located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. And tonight we're going to begin with the pre-net list, which there's quite a few. Again, with the W4FCM, that's Fred. He's over in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him in 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello if you're listening. And KN4RJN, that is John. He is up in North Vernon, Indiana. He's been up there all week. Hope he's having a good time up there. And KN4DEE, that's D over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, D. Hope all's going well with you. KM4RGX, that's Carol in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. And KD2RKN, that's Jason over in Williamson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jason, if you're listening. And K4LWE, that's Larry over in Piedmont. Appreciate you using the pre-check-in functionality, Larry, as all the others that are using that now. And I, just as a reminder, if you've never used that, it might be a good idea to use that so that you get familiar with it. And if you ever do have to use it, you won't be in a rush to find it and figure it out. It's pretty easy. You go to the BARS website, and that's with BARS.cc, and it's on the main page, pre-check-in. Just click it and fill out the entry box and hit submit, and you'll be pre-checked into the net. Appreciate everyone that used that this evening. We're going to leave a little break here for any new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before or have only done it once or twice and are unsure of the protocol, see if they would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. So, brand new amateurs that have never checked into the net, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, looks like there's none for this evening, but we'll keep doing that. Eventually there will be some new ones coming in with amateur radio license testing going on, starting back up. And we do have a few EchoLink stations. We're going to give EchoLink stations the opportunity to check in next. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. W4DJW, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor WN4V. John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, South Florida. I'm negative and negative, and good evening to everyone. WN4V.
That would be for net control. That'd be for DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Yankee, November Golf. K4YNG in Easley. And we'll be negative and negative, but listening. And I wonder where Jim is tonight.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And negative and negative, but I've spent a lot of time in North Vernon, Indiana. We've got a Walmart distribution center and a Lowe's distribution center there.
W4DJW, please check in and out. Kilo 4 Zulu, Zulu X-ray. Good evening, Dave. This is Steve. We're at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Okay, that is a good list of EchoLink stations we have this evening. Net Control, like to recognize WN4V. That is John in Bradenton, Florida. Good to have Manatee County. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope it's cooling off there. We had thunderstorms this afternoon. Took the power out for a little bit. That really cooled off after that. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well, staying safe. And K4YNG, that's Fletch. He's over in Easley. You're sounding good tonight, Fletch. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KW4TS, that is Jim. He is in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You be careful out there. And you know of where John is over in North Vernon, Indiana. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Take care. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And K4ZZX, that's Steve. He's over at the base of Paris Mountain in Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And tonight, being Tuesday night, we're going to start the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with India through Lima. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters I through L and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative, save your threes for each one of you.
Air control. I'm Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyah 5, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to all on the net, and I'll just be negative, negative.
The same year, well, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DJW. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, send it out if you would, please. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
DJ Dub.
JW. Hello, Dave. How you doing, buddy? Sam, out of Slab Town. KG4, LPF, Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot. 73's to you, buddy.
DJ Dub. India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Okay, that was a good group of amateur radio operators checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net control likes to recognize KK4JFO, that's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You're sounding good, James. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KF4CKT, that is John over in Honeypath. You're sounding good too, John. Appreciate you hanging around with us this evening. And W4IOE, that is Sid. He's over in Fletcher. Hey, I missed your net on Sunday, Sid. Sorry about that. I was working. I just barely caught the tail end of Mark's net. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. Everybody, be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 146.64. 146.64, that's just a click or two up from where we are right now with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and I'm sure Sid will appreciate you being there as well. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly you said hey. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KK4JBQ, that is Larry over in Greer. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. Good to hear you on the radio, Larry. Always good to hear you on the radio. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And KI4LZI, that's Andy at the base of Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. You're sounding good. KG4LPF, that's Sam over in Slaptown. Sounding good from Slaptown tonight, Sam. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in. Kilo
9,
Juliet, November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. KN4LQO. Brian Askoa, negative on any traffic. I'll try to stick around and make sure I got a good signal to the repeater before I definitely can
turn that. Okay, net control like to recognize KN4LQO. That's Ryan sounding good from Tuxedo, Georgia. Tacoa. Tacoa, Georgia. Tell you what, my glasses have some scratchy lenses. I had to turn my head to be able to see that. From Tacoa, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Ryan. I've got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And we'll go ahead now and bump it up all to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters M through P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
WJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walden Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all over in Piedmont. You sounded good tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here, and you guys stay safe. And K4OIM, that's Walt over in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix their call that begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
DJW. Check in, Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Oscar. Scott in Greenville. Be negative and negative.
Okay, Negative, I'd like to recognize WN4S. That is Chris over in Greenville. You're sounding good tonight, Chris. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KN4SMO, that's Scott with his fantastic audio from Greenville. Going around Paris Mountain up to Caesar's Head. Sounds good, Scott. Like your antenna. I can tell you got a good one. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, they've got that group to themselves. Small group. Though, I guess Quebec through Tango will come in on second shift. Wait a minute. Was that Quebec through Tango? Yeah. Yeah, that was. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Columbus. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on that. Just check me in and out. You sound a little bit, the repeater's sounding the best it has a couple of years.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That is Keith coming in from Columbus, North Carolina. Well, Keith, you're sounded the best you've sounded on the repeater in a couple of years. I don't know if you did anything to your antenna or if we just have propagation in our favor, but you're coming into the repeater mighty fine. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening and stay safe. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Keith, that group is yours. You own it. You own the Uniform through Zulu group this evening. Appreciate you being here. We'll go ahead now and pop up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters A through D. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike. Jim and Taylor is now be negative and standing by.
W. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Alpha, Oscar, Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DJW. November 4, Delta, India, Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
WD4DYH, Johnny. Traveler's Rest. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to everyone.
Okay, there's another good group of amateur radio operators checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's Jim. Sounding good from Taylor's tonight, Jim. We do appreciate you taking time to be here. And KO4AOW, that's David in Inman, with his wave guide to the repeater. He doesn't have a direct pipe to the repeater. He's got a wave guide that goes from his house all the way to the repeater's antenna. Sounds good, David. You and Scott both. You guys got some really nice antennas. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And N4DIZ, that's Joel in Greenville. You're sounding good tonight, too, Joel. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And WD4DYH, that's Johnny over in Traveler's Rest. Good to hear from you, Johnny. Trying to get a call into you, but I had to drop out of a call to call the net tonight. That's how busy I am. And I'll be back on that call as soon as the net is over. but I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, Johnny. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters E through H. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Upstart Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
W4DJW. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, negative, negative night, Dave, thanks.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, Echo, David. This is Amory in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Quebec Papa, KO4, EQP, Josh and Inman, just listening.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4, HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thanks for calling the net.
4DJ, that's it. DND, Buddy and Taylor. Hello, Dave, and everybody on the net.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control would like to recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene, sounding good from Taylor's tonight. Gene, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KC4, he's in. That's Harry over in Canler. Good to have you this night, Harry. You're sounding good. And KO4EED, that's Amory over in Piedmont. Amory, you're sounding good. Really like hearing all these KO4 calls come in here. That's just fantastic. KO4EQP, that's Joshua over in Inman. You're sounding good tonight, too, Joshua. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's bringing with her. W2MJB, that's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Appreciate all you do for the net, too, Wendy, and for sending the brownies to John so he'll stop talking about them. Appreciate you doing everything you do for the net. Tell Mark we said hello. Appreciate what he does for the net as well. KA4END, that's buddies. You're in Taylor's, buddy. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Dan, WB4FEE, over here in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And, Dave, I'm practicing a little music tonight, so just check me in and out, please.
Thanks for all you do for the net. Also, net manager, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Fox, Trot, Tango, Uniform. KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Please check in and out. KO4EYV, Kilo, Oscar 4, Echo, Yankee, Victor, David, and Whitmire.
Okay, that last station, you're really, really scratchy. And I'm guessing, so I'm going to guess who you are when I get to the end of this group. And if it's wrong, correct me, please, but I think I know who you are. Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That is Dan. He's over in Simpsonville. You sounding good tonight, Dan. Wish I could be there to listen to the music. I do that. I go to YouTube and listen to your music every now and then. That's a lot of fun. Hope you enjoy that the music. And KK4FTU, that is Richard, sounding good from Slaptown tonight, Richard. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hope you're doing well. Staying safe. And another KO4 call, KO4EYV, that's David over in Whitmire. David, you're sounding good. Really appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. KG4OFO, that is Patrick over in Charlotte, North Carolina. I think I could have that wrong. If I have that wrong, please recheck and make sure I get that one right. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo
4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KW. K4 ROW, Richard and Greenville, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, bud.
Okay, net control, like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy sounding good from Southern Greenville County. Good to have you as tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And K4ROW, there's Richard from Greenville. Good to have you as tonight, Richard. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
Net control. Kilo, Mike 4, Zulu, Sierra, Tango. That's Joel and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KM4ZST, Zest. That's a good call. I like that call, Joel, from Anderson. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Fantastic call. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. C4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, net control, like to recognize K4OSH. That's Pat, sounding good from Malden. Pat, I believe Johnny's going to get us back up on the mountain pretty soon. Just giving you a heads up. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4LQO. That's Ryan. He's over in Toccoa, Georgia. I slid you up on the screen so you're not in the scratches on my glasses, Ryan. Sorry about that. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW in the net, KN4LQO. Well, as soon as you came up, I figured either he's got it or he needs some help. And I have my mic ready in my hand, and I was like, hopefully I don't drop out of the repeater right before he gets to Toccoa. But he got it. How's your day been today?
Well, Ryan, you got a little scratchy there right after you said Toccoa, and then it cleared up right as you got to the end. My day went fast. That's how I'd describe it. Started early, but it went by fast. And it's not over yet. I'm not done yet. I got to log back in when I get finished with the net. But I like days like that. There's a lot going on at work at the moment, and days are taking off. I had to work all weekend. I haven't had a break since weekend before last. But I enjoy it. I'm having a good time. How about you? Tell me about your Raspberry Pi on the repeater. How's your progress on that?
Just read my mind because you knew I was just coming to ask you questions about it. So we've upgraded a little bit, and I presented it to the club, and they said they liked the idea so much that they funded me $700 in one day, actually, after about 20 minutes. And they said, go ahead and build it for us. So I got the Kenwood DMD71A, like you, and I also went ahead and got the Raspberry Pi 4. And I'm running into a really weird issue, and I'm probably just going to crash the entire thing and start from scratch. But for some reason, whenever I connect the radio up and connect it over to the repeater, USB number will change in the Raspberry Pi. So it will throw up an error code, and then I have to go back into the configuration file and then redo it. And then after I redo it, the entire SDX link system will crash. So I'm not exactly sure what I did or what I can do to fix that, but I've gotten pretty much everything that you've recommended in your documentation except for the Pi sound card. So I'm not exactly sure what to go through next.
Well, Ryan, rest assured you're not the first one to run into that. I ran into the same thing. I read up on it. Others have run into it. That's the thing about the Raspberry Pi. Well, any computer, that's the way computers work. When you plug in a USB, you're not guaranteed to get the same USB address that you got last time when you plugged it in. And especially if you plug it in different sockets, different USB sockets, and especially if you plug something else in and then plug that in and then do it in the opposite order the next time, you're going to get a different address every time. So one of the things that I did was create a dashboard. And when I was teaching the other guys that are on the repeater committee how this works, one of the first things I did was that when that thing comes up, you look over here at radio number one and make sure that it's got address number one. You look at radio number two, make sure it's got address number two. You look at radio number three, make sure it's got address number three. If you don't mess around with unplugging them and plugging them back in, usually they'll come up the way it came up the previous time. But you're not guaranteed that. So one of the things I do is, the first thing I do is check the serial number for the port and make sure they match programmatically. And I do that with all three radios. And if they don't match, then you're going to have to do some mapping. But usually it isn't a problem. And we eliminated that as a possibility of a problem altogether by going through the GPIO header rather than going through the serial connector. Serial connector is quicker. Quicker to market, right? So it doesn't run any faster, but it's quicker to market. Just using the serial connectors to get them all connected up. But we chose to go direct connect right to the GPIO pins, and then you don't have that problem anymore. But it's something everybody has to deal with. You've got to figure out a methodology that works for you, so that when you plug that in, you haven't plugged something else in before it because you know it can change its address. It's a dynamic address. It's kind of like Ethernet ports. When you plug into an Ethernet port, if you don't request a static address, the DHCP server is going to send you whatever it sends you, and you get what you get. That's the way they make computers scalable so that it's not restricted. But rest assured, you're not the only one that's run into that problem. There's been a lot of people scratching their head over that one, Ryan.
Well, I figured that much it had to do with that it was reassigning. But the weird thing is it will only reassign it in the middle of it booting. If it's the wrong number, it won't even start. It'll throw up an error code at the very start. Then I go back into the configuration file and set it back to zero, and then start the configuration, and then start the SDS. Then it'll come up, and it'll be fine. And then I'll try to transmit on it, and then it'll say input-output error. And then I'll have to go back in and change it to whatever it changed itself to. And then I go back in, and I can transmit for all about 3 seconds, and then it has an input-output error again. And it changes back to something else. So it's like every time I try to transmit, it does it. But it also still won't do it on Simplex. Even when I changed over the radios from that handheld to the base station, it still still won't do it with Simplex. So before it was turning the transmitter on and off and on and off, and now it's just completely dropping the radio out, and that's what kind of got me. What I did with the handheld was I put it straight through the GPIO pin, and it would just turn the transmitter on and off. It wouldn't do anything else. So I figured moving over to USB would do it, and I haven't had no luck there either. I also haven't had any luck with the PG5D cable or whatever it is, the audio cable. The speaker port on the audio cable won't work, so I'm actually having to go directly from the back of the radio into the Raspberry Pi instead of through the included interface cable. So I just decided to go ahead and go with that, thinking it would work, but I've been trying to tell them, instead of doing this, we should either just have a control radio to the repeater, or we should just get rid of our other repeater, and I'll finish this out and make sure that it's done, and then, you know, we can get rid of the old repeater, because the old repeater is about to die anyway, and that's one thing that they're considering, too, probably for the next meeting they're going to talk about it.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, rest assured, Ryan, you're not the first one to run into that, and I ran into those same problems that you're describing. And the more you work with it and the more you learn how it works, especially in that configuration, you can get Simplex and you can get repeater both working and use whichever one you need. But it does take a lot of It took me about 6 months of trying different things. And I had Johnny I could consult with. And he said, those problems that you're running into with inputs and outputs and whether your audio works and your line level versus your analog level and your, like you were describing with having to use the output speaker, I tried to resort to that too, but I didn't like the audio quality. It's not near as good because it's not at the same level as it's expecting on the board. The level's a lot higher. So just keep at it. Don't give up. most of it is in the configuration. Some of it is making sure that you're matching plug for plug. You got to look at the layout of the pins on the plug that you're plugging into, whatever you're plugging in, the socket you're plugging it into. Sometimes they don't align. Like that Raspberry Pi speaker in is also a video in. So it's got actually four rings, not three. So you have to go look up the Pi specs, and you have to look up what each ring is doing. And then you have to look up the specs for the plug that you're plugging into it and see what it's doing. And sometimes they're not matched up. So sometimes you have to make your own cables. And Johnny reassured me that is common. People have problems with that all the time. Sometimes you look at input and outputs and you're looking at the wrong device because as you change from one device to another, inputs and outputs reverse. It's a steep learning curve, but I'm sure if you stay focused on it, you'll get it. Let me take a little break right here and see if we've got any other stations, and I'll get right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Ryan, didn't want to leave anybody hanging out there that was on the edge of their seat waiting for us to stop talking so that they could get checked in. But don't give up, right? And keep on doing what you're doing. You're trying all the right things. It's a learning experience, and it doesn't come real fast. It takes time.
WMNet, KN4LQO. Yeah, I do the same thing whenever I'm calling the net. We've got a couple of really, really chatty people that'll like to stick around, and I'm like, all right, well, give me just a second. We make sure there's no one else out there. There almost never is, but I just want to always check, and then I get right back into it. But yeah, I've gotten everything else down, and it all works on Simplex, and I've gotten the line levels perfect, and the audio's fine, and even the ultimate mixer changed from 1 to 2 because the HDMI audio output switched everything around. But other than that, everything else is just perfectly fine. And then I go to try to run the radio itself off of a repeater, which shouldn't be a problem, but it turns out that it is, even if I split the input and the output frequency, I still get a problem. So I can't run both frequencies on a simplex, one side on A and one side on B, and I also can't run them together as a preset without the USB card not working. It's almost like the repeater is sending back information saying as soon as you connect to me, I'm gonna stop it. I mean, it just about seems like that. And went to go call the net yesterday for somebody who couldn't call the net, and my radio decided to stop working. And so I had to reprogram the radio in my truck for it, and it was just a whole mess. So I don't know if it's the repeater. Or if it's my radios, or if it's just my luck. It's probably a combination of all of them, but something just does not want it to work.
Well, that's another thing that reminded me. One of the problems I ran into that was kind of similar to what you're talking about, not exactly, but because we're using GPIO pins, I did run them through opto isolators. So that they're not direct. You don't want the radio directly connected to the Raspberry Pi. You want them separated. You want isolation between the two. So I used optocouplers to do that. Well, with an optocoupler, and it also was a line leveler as well. So you get line leveling through optocoupling. You get them both for one board. I searched the internet. I bought some boards. I tried them. They didn't have a wide enough range to work. They weren't sensitive enough. So I had to buy some more boards and try them. And I think I went through three sets until I found the right set. And the right set wasn't perfect. What it would do is, I think without transmitting, it was high. So it was like 5 volts on the radio. And high on the Raspberry Pi is 3.3 volts. So you go through the optocoupler. When the radio goes low, then the optocoupler needs to be pulled down and needs to pull the GPIO pin down. Well, it would pull it down, but it wouldn't pull it down far enough to trigger it to shut off. So I had to give it a little help, right, by putting a bias resistor on one side so that it had a little more oomph in pulling it down so that it would trigger the Raspberry Pi and say, oh, he just turned that radio on or he just turned that radio off, one of the two, and that fixed the problem. But I had to go through several different resistor values, right, to find the right resistance so that it, once it pulled it down, when the radio lit up, that it would go back up again far enough to trigger it to come back on. I don't know if you've ran into situations like that, but that's just a little thing that you learn over time. For me, anyway, I've been learning a lot about that. I'm a software guy. I'm not a hardware guy. And thankfully, I've got Johnny. I can call and say, hey, this thing isn't working. He can tell me, well, this is why. And sometimes he even makes little drawings and takes pictures of them and sends them to me and helps me get through it. But he's the one I reference for that kind of problem all the time.
In fact, opposite, Ben, because I am definitely a hardware guy and I am not a software guy. But I did run into that problem when I was using the handheld. I couldn't pull the radio all the way down to ground because the GPIO pin weren't perfect, and then I couldn't trigger a relay for the same thing. So I got an optocoupler relay, and that was where I was getting the problems with it turning on and off constantly when it was trying to transmit, only on a duplex frequency. On a simplex frequency, it would transmit perfectly fine, but on a duplex frequency, it would start ticking back and forth. Whether I did it on a memory assignment or if I did it on a input on channel A and an output on channel B, it would do the same thing. And I never knew how to fix that. So I figured it was an issue with the radio, that the radio was still sending back an audio signal from the repeater that it was still receiving, and it was kicking that transmitter back and forth, but I still couldn't get it. My issue that I had with it is only one GPIO pin would ever get low enough to trigger that optocoupler relay. So, and I believe it was pin number 22. And that's what I tried to run off of for a while. But again, it was the same thing. It would work on simplex. It wouldn't work on duplex. And I could never get it to do it. But it wasn't that the... I was looking at the file, the VAR stat file, and it was telling me that it was turning the transmitter on and off and on and off. It wasn't that the optocoupler just wasn't powerful enough or was too powerful, however it was doing it. It was physically turning it on and off, and it never gave a reason why it was turning it back off. It just said on and off, and it would do that 10, 15 times a second. And it does it the same thing with the USB on the new radio. It'll do that, but it'll only do it if it's connected through an Echolink server. If it's just the Raspberry Pi identifying itself, it kicks on, it doesn't care, it kicks off. If it's a parent module, it'll kick on, it does its thing, and it'll kick off. If it's someone trying to talk to through Echolink, it'll kick on and off and on and off and on and off. But if it's Echolink just saying, activating or deactivating, it works fine.
W4DJW on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, all I can tell you is be patient with it. Think it through. Sometimes you got to step back from it for a day or two and just think about it. Sometimes you can use forums. I have used those forums in the past. Most of the time I just read. Every once in a while I'll post, but I think long and hard about the posts that I'm going to post out there and make sure that I give them everything that they need to know. And there are a lot of guys out there that like to help with problems like that. They're problem solvers. And so you can post out there, but you need to give them all the information. Even had the author, Tobias, I think is his name, reply to me one time when I was asking about adding a module. And he gave me some really good advice, and I was able to build a new control module. That's the only thing we use USB for, is not for configuring the radio, for configuring the, like, where the squelch setting is. Like, we've got a problem up at 6-1 where there's this little bump on the noise floor that just travels up and down the band. And so what I wanted to do is automatically detect when it was approaching, right, look at either side of the band, and with a SDR radio, one of those little USB dongles that is an SDR radio, and it's watching the whole band. And when it sees that little bump approaching, it gets ready to raise the squelch level so it doesn't just trigger the repeater to stay on for a long time while that little bump in the noise floor travels up and down the band. And he gave me some really good advice, and I was able to build a module that would adapt to that so the radio can be a little bit of intelligent about what's going on, know a little bit about its surroundings, and be able to respond appropriately to its surroundings. So I'd say just think it through, take your time, don't get in a hurry, be patient, use the forums, read more than you write, but every now and then write something up and be real careful about how you write it and how you phrase it. Put yourself in the person's shoes that's going to be reading it. Make sure you're giving them all the information they need to be able to understand what you're describing to them. And there's a ton of guys out there that are more than willing to help you out. How's that sound, Ryan?
Yes, I took a couple of days of vacation off. I went to the beach for 4 days, and I only thought about that system once, and it was, man, I should have kept that system on so that way I could remote into it and work on it while I'm on vacation. But then I just decided, it's probably best I didn't, and that's the only time I ever thought about it. And then I got home, and the first thing I saw was it, and I just said, oh, I've got to get this thing done. I can't stop on it anymore. But yeah, it's funny you mentioned writing those forums, because some of the issues that I've been having, I've looked on them, and I have seen the forums that you have wrote, and I actually saw the one that Tobias had talked back to you on, so I thought that was pretty cool. But I've looked at a few of them, and I even think I saw one that you had commented on. And I was just thinking, hey, I know him. So that did kind of get me a little step in the right direction. I think I posted on there once and had it, but that's all I've got to. But I'm kind of curious on how you built that module that the repeater will talk back to you when you do a net report. That's kind of interesting to me, and I will have to get back with you on a later date about that.
Okay, that's good, because that could take a little while to get into. That's using, you know, he builds that with C++ and TCL, Tool Command Language. All that's built in TCL. It makes it really easy. So, yeah, I can put something together to show you how that works. It's not too difficult. Just a couple of sections and a couple of config files and some WAV files, and away you go. But anyway, Ryan, I appreciate you hanging around for the RagG portion of that this evening. You got anything else for us?
But my girlfriend has been dying to say something over the radio since the first day she heard me say it. So she just wants to say a quick hey and a quick thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kate. Ryan told me to say 73,
everybody. Bye. KM4LQL. I'll be clear. Thank you, Dave.
All right, Ryan, appreciate you including the third-party traffic, and encourage her to get her license, right? She may or may not want to, but you encourage her anyway. We don't have enough ladies on the radio as it is. The more we can get, the better off we all are. You take care. Appreciate you hanging around for the RagG portion of the net, and you guys stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW, this is KN4SMO. I have a comment.
KN4SMO, W4DJW, go ahead with your comment.
I was just listening to Ryan there. Man, that just screams to me of RF just bouncing around in that little Raspberry Pi, causing wreaking havoc in there and changing those ports around. That happens to me in my little laptop here, and it's an older laptop, and I transmit on 20 meters and just blasts away at those little ports and changes them all up. It's maddening, and I imagine it's doing the same thing on 2 meters. So that's just my 2 cents, over.
Well, Scott, I do appreciate you throwing that out there, because that is probably one of the biggest struggles I had with building a solution that ran off Raspberry Pi for the three radios. We've got a receive radio, a transmit radio, and a control link radio. And you are absolutely right. And it's bidirectional. The Raspberry Pi transmits a lot of RF itself. And there's a lot of lines that are connecting the two together. And there's lines connecting over to the power. There's lines connecting to the antennas. There's wires going everywhere. I don't know why the FCC calls us wireless, because we got more wires than anybody. But those wires are all antennas. And I do little things like controlling the speed of the fan that was cooling the CPU so that it would always stay at a constant temperature. And I had it use the GPIO pin, and it has PMW capability, pulse width modulation. And the faster you pulse it, the higher the voltage goes, and the faster the fan spins. And the lower you pulse it, the lower the voltage goes, and the lower the fan spins. And that way you can keep that CPU at a constant temperature. When I turn that on that pin that's connected to the power, that or to a transistor that is connected to the power that goes to the fan, you could hear that plain as you and I are talking right now over the radio. Going up and down as the fan would increase in speed and decrease in speed. So, yeah, there's just... My hat's off to those radio designers that design receive circuits and transmit circuits, and they let them run on the same board, and they don't run into those problems. Those guys are good. But you are absolutely right, Scott. There's just so much RF going on and so many antennas to receive that RF, it makes it difficult.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a headache just thinking about it. Anyway, 73s, have a good one, and we'll talk again later sometime. It was interesting hearing you guys, but you didn't really talk about that. I guess that may have been understood between you guys, but it's way above my pay grade. But that's what it sounded like to me, over.
And I'm sure that plays a part with it. And I appreciate you throwing that out there, Scott, because that's important too. That's just one of 100 things that's important. But they're all together. They add up. So you've got to work on every little piece. I've spent a couple of years working on it, up until the last 6 months, and then we'll get back together on it and start working on it again as soon as this COVID-19 thing wears off or a vaccine shows up or something. Anyway, appreciate you throwing that out there, Scott. You take care. Be safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for check-ins, or have I missed any rag tours? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, be sure and stop by tomorrow night, where KI4DOS Gary will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with the swap net. Everybody loves the swap net. Be sure and check in with Gary tomorrow. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. I'll go ahead and send him my net report.
Oh.
Go ahead.
AG4TXO in Gilbert. I'm sorry, I lost the machine, but I got it back just a minute ago. Did you check me in?
I don't think I did, but I have you in the log now. Net Control, I recognize KG4TXO. That is Sam in Boiling Springs. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not in Boiling Springs anymore, but you're so right on, Sam. I'm in Gilbert, South Carolina now.
Okay, Sam. Well, I appreciate you giving me a second to update my database, so I have changed your call in my database from Boiling Springs to Gilbert, South Carolina. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening, Sam. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. 4 Tango Lima, KJ4DL, John Casey, South Carolina. Kilo Juliet 4 Tango Lima, John Casey, South Carolina.
Hey, John, I got you the first time. Nothing wrong with your transmission. At Control Electric, recognize KJ4TL. That's John and Casey. I was just getting it in my log. I put a G because I typed a G before you instead of a J. So that was all my fault, not yours. You're strong into the repeaters. You sound good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, John. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, I'll go ahead and send in my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.